Good afternoon. You're listening to Cambridge 105 Radio. It's Neil Whiteside here with you through till four. Now, you'll all be familiar with the name Julia Bradbury. She's a TV presenter and well known for her walking and hiking and expeditions. I'm joined on the phone by Julia's sister, Gina Bradbury Fox, who is with Julia running the Outdoor Guide. Good afternoon to you, Gina.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Thank you for joining us. You're in Cambridge today at Winter Comfort. Tell us a bit.
I am at the Winter Comfort drop-in centre, yes.
Tell us a bit about the Outdoor Guide and tell us why you've come to visit Winter Comfort.
Well, Julia, a few years ago, did a programme on television called Famous, Rich and Homeless, which opened our eyes quite significantly to the plight of homelessness. And in fact, it changed our lives overnight. And simultaneously, Simon, who is one of the main bods here at Winter Comfort, reached out to Julia. And I'm the, I'm the Rottweiler coal face of Julia. So I stepped up and you know, just took on board everything that Simon was saying and wanted to help. And it's quite ironic that although we're an outdoor company, at this time of year, we're obviously trying to bring reverse the passion, if you like, and bring comfort of the outdoors indoors. And I've got some amazing partners on the website. We don't sell anything from the site itself. We're just an aggregator of information about really what Julia does outdoors. We bottle it and put it online for people to find it and see the walks and so on and so forth. But we have some amazing partners, and one of them is a company that has amazing outdoor products, sleeping bags and so on and so forth, and they're a Danish company, ironically. So I reached out to them and they sent me over a huge pallet of goodies that they landed on my doorstep. Literally, they wouldn't bring it in yesterday, and I loaded it all into the car and brought it up today. So Winter Comfort have been in receipt today of sleeping bags from Outwell and Robins, from the Danish company Oase, who are just, you know, been brilliant, and I can't thank them enough, really, for sending all that stuff over.
I was going to say, this really must be quite a thing for Winter Comfort, because so often when people ask for donations, when we ask for people to help at this time of year, quite often it is cast-offs and stuff, and you know, a lot of the stuff from the festival season gets passed along to agencies dealing with rough sleepers and the homeless. But often this is, you know, we're talking at best three seasons sleeping bags, and I guess what you're talking about is four seasons sleeping bags, aren't you? So much more the thing.
Oh yeah, I mean this is top of the range stuff. I mean it and self-inflating mats that you just take the toggle off and the mat inflates so that there's that layer of warmth between, you know, the floor and the sleeping bag. So I mean it really is state of the art stuff that from one of the leading manufacturers in Denmark. You know, so they're very, very thick and all brand new. I mean, they're all in packets, so it's not used at all. I mean, this is, my guy that I reached out to went into the warehouse when he was in Denmark and said to the team there, we've got, you know, one of my partners in the UK is doing this for a homeless centre in Cambridge. Have you got any stock? And without any hesitation, they just boxed it all up at their cost and sent it all over. I mean, I had a pallet load yesterday. I mean, I can't tell you, my road was... Yeah, the driver was less than helpful, I should say. He was more worried about his 15-minute slot of delivery and tipped it out onto the pavement.
Oh, my goodness.
But
bless you.
Julia is a huge supporter of this. I mean, we do a lot with The Big Issue in London and with Sir John Bird, who would say it's a hand up, not a hand out, that is needed, and we're very much of that mindset.
And so, it is wonderful that you can use a name and a showbiz name and to actually make a real change and to galvanise and get people on board. We see it so many times, don't we? It just takes a call from a known name and away you go, and you've just proved it there. You know, if anybody.
Well, I hope so. Because genuinely, Julia, I mean, the fact that she had first-hand experience, I mean, we all did as a family. We're a very close Greek family, shall I say. Mm-hmm. And to watch her, we weren't allowed to speak to her at all during the week that she was homeless. And she really was homeless. She was put out in a van. in Camden on her own. Well, there were three other celebrities, and she had to fend for herself, and she did indeed last a week, and she did not sleep in a hotel or, you know, on somebody's sofa. She slept on cardboard, on carpet. She broke into a building one night with one of her associates that she met, because the camaraderie was phenomenal, and she saw firsthand what it was like. And when she came home on the Friday, I mean, we were all sitting, you know, in floods of tears, actually. And then the following Christmas, actually, it wasn't that Christmas, I did Crisis at Christmas in London and gave up Christmas and worked in a centre for the whole of the Christmas season. And it really, really has affected our lives. And so for me to come and support, I know, you know, I live in London, but to come and support Winter Comfort, for me, you know, that it's ongoing. It's not just for Christmas. It happens all the time. So I've got a plan of action for next year. We're partnering with a very big outdoor company, and I've already sown the seed about the homelessness situation for all their products and so on that they have, their end of stock that they need to get rid of. And I said, and I know exactly where I can send it, and I know it gets to the people. It's not just going elsewhere and not being delivered.
Not just sitting, exactly, not just sitting in a warehouse. Well, it sounds excellent.
Or going somewhere where it's then sold on.
Yes.
You know, or going to an organisation. This is actually being delivered to real people, and that's very important to me.
Well, that's excellent. Gina, thank you so much for joining us. It's great news for Winter Comfort. I'm sure Simon is now very busy thinking where he's going to put all this stuff. But thank you very much indeed for joining us. Do please keep in touch, because it's great that you're supporting an organisation, several organisations in Cambridge. So to you and Julia, have a lovely Christmas. Thank you for joining us, and hopefully we'll speak lots next year.
I'm sure you will. Thank you very much. Happy Christmas to you too.
Thank you very much indeed, Gina. That's Gina Bradbury-Fox. She's Julia Bradbury's sister. Her company is The Outdoor Guide. You can find out more at theoutdoorguide.co.uk.